Bradley Charbonneau here, coming to you live from Groningen in the north of Holland with Chapter 18 of the Repossible Podcast. It's early in the morning. I've got to get my son up for breakfast. But, well, it's not that early anymore. And I was just reading a post on Facebook about reading. Do people read? And there's really, it seems very black and white. Yes, people read. No, people don't read. Oh, the world is taken over by video games. Oh, it's the end of the world. I get it. I see it too in my own kids with video games and everything. But then I think back to my dad who basically classified people as readers or non-readers, and that was how he saw the division of the world. And of course, as we do, take from our parents more than we like to, or maybe not as much as we like to in other cases, but I tend to follow his same thinking. And I'm curious as to what that means. And of course, it doesn't. I don't think it really comes down to just reading words on a page. I think there's a different, a deeper, sort of a curiosity, a longing for learning that readers have that non-readers don't have. Or maybe they might say to promote their own case, they might say that they have different ways of intake, different ways of taking in their source creativity to then produce their own creativity. Or maybe none of this has anything to do with anything they care about. They live their lives, go on in their day, and that's fine. And I have to say, that is fine. If that's what is okay with them, then that's what's okay with them. And I should be able to say that's okay with me because it's okay with them, as long as we're not murdering people. But I guess I'm just not that way. I want to learn. I want to take in. I want to create. And for me to create, I need input. I need to fill the tank to step on the gas. You need to bring in the goods to send out the goods. I need the creativity. I need the creativity to create the creativity. I need other people's creativities. I need stories. We're watching movies here in Groningen. And we just went to a movie, and it triggers your own imagination. How did they come up with that story? And what story might I come up with next? And it's not that I need to make a blockbuster movie. I think this is fun. This is what is fun for me. Creating, learning, and that cycle that is never ending. And thank God, because if it ended, that might be the end of life or the beginning of a next one. There we go, another topic for another podcast. But this morning, got to go wake up my son, got to go have breakfast, explore Groningen, probably catch another movie, read a little bit more on the train, call it a creative day, and see what we create. I hope you're reading, or at least taking in some kind of creativity to fuel that imagination of yours, and let's see what's coming. Let's see what's coming that you create, what I create, what we create together. It doesn't even need to be consumed. It just needs to get out. I see it almost, it's almost like an exhaust pipe. It needs to let loose. All right, I'm going to go let loose. I hope you enjoyed episode 18, coming to you from the very north of the Netherlands. This is again Bradley Charbonneau, your host of the Repossible Podcast. Until next week, bye.